The Chipinge Dam collapsed suddenly on Sunday in Zimbabwe. Pearson Sithole, a councillor in Ward 10 of the Chipinge East constituency, says the large amount of water washed away livestock and property in a number of villages on Sunday.
Animals were washed away. Some houses were washed away. Some grinding mills were washed away. A lot of property was damaged because of this scenario.
Sithole says at least 4 people were killed and more than 20 livestock have died.
Yesterday we had a dam burst in Ward 7, which is a ward above my Ward 10. There was a lot of water coming from that dam down the Mwara River. It washed away 2 female kids. Going down the river, they washed away 5 young people. The eldest aged 13. So out of 7 people went missing yesterday, 4 are discovered so far. But we're still looking for 3 remaining.
John Missy, the Manicaland Acting Director for Local Government Services, says 3 people are still missing. He said one of those who died was a child who was accompanying their mother while she was washing clothes in the river. He says the government is doing all it can to assist the families of those who died in the flooding.
We are yet to get more updates whether we have got other casualties that have happened. Because as you know, it's a river system. We don't know what has happened downstream.
Missy says they are relying on community members to report their missing loved ones as search and rescue efforts continue. Missy says they are yet to get a technical report on what caused the dam to breach. Sithole estimates the affected area to be a 30-kilometer radius. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zwinavashe in Harare.